Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this half hour by Representative Jody Emerson of the 19th Assembly District. Representative, are you still there? Do we have you? We may have lost her. That happens sometime in live radio. Let me, instead, while we work to get her back, move to some breaking news. This is pretty incredible. The CDC director, who has been on the job for less than a month, has resigned. This is, and maybe it's not resigned. According to the Washington Post, it appears that she is being ousted just weeks into the job. Susan Monterez, the newly installed director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is being ousted weeks after she was confirmed to lead the public health agency, according to multiple Trump officials familiar with the matter. The White House and Department of Health and Human Services, again, that's RFK, which oversees the CDC, did not immediately respond to requests for comments. The officials that spoke to the Post spoke on the condition of anonymity. Donald Trump had nominated Monterez, a longtime federal government scientist, after withdrawing his first pick for that position, former Republican Congressman Dave Weldon, who was criticized for his views on vaccines and autism. Monterez was just confirmed in July. There was an agency-wide call scheduled for Monday by Monterez, but that was canceled on Friday, according to various CDC employees who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The agency had also been reeling from another gunman's attack on that agency's Atlanta headquarters. That was on August 8th, which forced hundreds of workers into lockdown and left one police officer dead. Apparently, that shooting suspect was frustrated by the coronavirus vaccine and blamed it for his health problems. Thank you, RFK, according to law enforcement officials, neighbors, and his father. By the way, Donald Trump never addressed that shooting. Just saying. We do have Representative Emerson back. Thanks. We just did a little bit of breaking news here, Representative. Thanks for your patience here. So we wanted to get into the experience of both being a candidate as a mom, and secondly, how does motherhood prepare you for what is the complex, both logistical and personality juggling act of being an elected official? So whichever you would like to tackle first, Representative.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I have to say that my kids were older when I got involved in running for office. I applaud those who are able to do it with younger kids. I think me being 3 hours away from Madison made it a lot harder to think about doing this when they were younger. But my youngest was actually graduating from college the year that I was running for office the first time. And my oldest daughter was getting married that summer too. So I think as moms, as parents, you know, we just keep on taking on extra jobs and we add it to our list of things to do. And we dig in and we get to work. I think that's something that women are really good at, multitasking, and moms in general too. So that was a piece of it, but you know, things have changed a little bit since I ran. I know I really try to work with up-and-coming candidates and recruiting people to run for office. And a lot of times women and moms are like, I don't want to put myself and I don't want to put my family through that. Some of the nasty vitriol that we get as we are running for office is just horrible. I've had people talk about my weight, about, you know, how could I do this to my family? I mean, I think, yeah, gosh, fighting for a better world, how could I do this to my family? You know, it's when people have young kids and they're running for office, if they're a man, they are never asked, well, who's going to watch the kid? But women are asked that all the time. And I think as women, as progressive people, we need to check ourselves a little bit too. When you hear of a young person running for office, our first thought shouldn't ever be, well, how are they going to juggle everything? It should be, what qualifications do they have? And honestly, those of us who juggle a lot of stuff are perfectly, that's the perfect thing that we would want to look for in a candidate. Because, you know, as today started out, I started by showing County Executive David Crowley around a couple of things that are happening in the Chippewa Valley. And then I did a lunch with AFT members. And then I ran to a different part of my district and I met the governor to have a roundtable discussion about community block grant funding. And then I had a couple of meetings while I'm driving in my car back to Eau Claire. And I'm doing this interview with you folks at the same time. There's a panel discussion happening with members of AFL-CIO and AFT that as soon as we're done, I'll join again. So
yes.
Juggling things is what we do in this job. So
I have a number of dear friends that are elected officials, many of them women, and every single last one of them has heard some version of "you can't possibly do this," or been asked questions that a middle-aged white dude would simply never be asked. So folks, lighten up on the sexism, okay? Like, we got other bigger problems. Come on, that's maybe not bigger. I don't know. It's one of the isms plaguing this country right now. We can leave it at that. Jody Emerson, representative for the 19th Assembly District, tell all of our friends at the AFL-CIO, happy early Labor Day to them. The fight continues in solidarity. Stick around. I'm going to be joined by former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Mike Tate, to talk about how we save this democracy, small d, and each and every one of your roles in that fight. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.